welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you sharing part of your weekend with Barbecue Bob and I. Hey, at the end of the last segment, I mentioned that we were going to talk to a big bulls banging barbecue. Well, apparently, bulls out chasing one in the pasture to slow him down a little bit to get him back on the grill. So we're gonna take a little sidestep here. And Barbecue Bob, as you all know, was gone for about a month between business and vacay. And when he was on the vacay part, he went to the British Virgin Islands and spent a little time down there. I was jealous the whole time you were there, but you also met some great people, right, Bob?
Yeah, those islands are just full of wonderful people. And we were on Joost Van Dyke, and there's just tons of restaurants because cruise ships are all over the place. This is a dinky little island. It's not much bigger than Gilligan's Island. It really isn't.
Is that why you had the shoes when you came back? I saw you had like Gilligan's shoes.
You have to wear Sperry's when you're down there. But it's just a cool place. And if you're not one of those tourists, the ugly American, if you just get into the local culture and mix with the locals, you'll find a lot of cool people who are just like you and me, but maybe they figured out some things we haven't because they're living pretty stress-free.
Right.
And we're here chasing the dollar, and they're just getting up every day, going to work, maybe living a simple life in a simple little house, but their biggest problem is that maybe...
Hurricane season.
Yeah, and they do get that. You're right. Right. So anyway, this is a shop that was called Alibaba's, and the owner and his... girlfriend, I guess, is what it is. But this is Eurynthia and Bobby, and let's play this tape, Brian.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I am down in Joost Van Dyke. I am at a very famous restaurant called Alibaba's, and if you ever come to Joost Van Dyke, this is a must-see. And it's, I think, so popular because this is real homegrown cooking. It's not a chain. It's not frozen food. Everything is fresh, and I'm actually here with the chef, and she's a lovely lady named Eurynthia, and welcome to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome. I'm here.
So we've established that.
Yeah.
She won't let me take her picture, which is too bad because she's just lovely. But we want to talk about something they call roti, and where does that come from, and what is it?
Well, roti,
it's from the Caribbean.
From the Caribbean.
Okay.
It's from the Caribbean. Growing up as a kid, I know we making roti in Dominica. I'm from Dominica. And I came up here, and we start that business, Alibaba's, Green Harbor and Joost Van Dyke, and we start doing the roti. And it's great. We used to sell tons of roti. People love roti.
So you're saying in Dominican they make roti
Dominica,
as well?
Dominica, not Dominican. Dominica.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference.
No, I know. You don't know, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, but all around the Caribbean, they eat roti.
You get roti, yeah. You got all different kinds of roti. You could get a chicken roti, you could get a conch, a shrimp.
Really?
Yeah. Goat. That's mutton. You get that too.
Mm-hmm.
You get all different kinds of
awesome.
Roti. But we usually do a chicken roti. And that is, we get the chicken, we cut it up small. It's curry. We curry it with the real good curry. Curry it, and we add potatoes.
When you say you curry it,
mm-hmm.
you told me that before.
Yes.
When you curry something, what does that mean?
That means you cook it with the roti. You do
and
it
the curry
together
the
with the...
You cook it with the curry in
powder,
it.
Yes.
So when you say you curry something, that just means cooking something with curry.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yes.
All right.
Because different ways, you know, you'd cook different.
Yeah, jerk.
So we cut... Right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We do that. The chicken roti is a curry chicken. Curry it. We add in chickpeas and...
So once the chicken's cooked, you throw in some little chunks of potato and chickpea?
We do all... We curry
at the same
all
time.
Of them at the same
oh.
time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
And then how does the sauce evolve? Is that just from water?
From the chicken. You cook it slow.
Uh-huh. You must add water, wine, or something like
no
that.
No wine. Just a little water. Okay. Just a little, because uh-huh. it makes a nice broth. Right. So we do that. We add the chicken, potatoes, chickpeas, onion, garlic, hot sauce. We do our own hot sauce down here.
Do you? And what kind of peppers do you put in your hot sauce?
Habanero.
Habanero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome
island pepper too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
We grow them.
Very hot, sometimes. But they're so good.
Yeah.
They have a flavor that is fantastic.
Right.
So you make your own hot sauce?
Yes.
Out of habanero.
Mm-hmm.
Then tell me about this wrap that you put it in.
Well, the wrap, you made it out of flour and chickpeas. You blend the chickpeas and you fry it down, put it in the flour, and you make the wrap. And you roll it out flat.
So it's kind of like a pizza dough, only you roll
very
it.
Very thin, thinner than that. It's
with
very thin.
Mm-hmm. But to make this wrap, mm-hmm. it's going to be flour, chickpeas,
a little salt, baking powder, make it light and...
Oh, there is a little baking powder?
Just a little.
Just a little?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then some water?
No, oil.
Oil?
Mm-hmm.
No water?
No water.
It's a fantastic shell.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to have to try that
when
I get back to Michigan. That'd be a good cold winter project.
That would be good. I think everybody would like it.
Roti in the snow tea. Again, we are at Alibaba's in Joost van Dyke.
Great Harbor.
Yeah, in Great Harbor.
I'm going to say his most favorite poem for you.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
And what's that?
It is said, there are good ships. There are wooden ships. There are ships that sails the seas, but the best ship is friendship, and may it always be.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome, Bobby. And that's Bobby, which is Eurynthia's significant other and bodyguard. I think he's her pool boy, to be honest with you, but we'll leave that to them. So been just wonderful talking with you, and I urge everybody to go to Alibaba's if you ever get to Joost van Dyke. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So that's a cool, just a cool experience. You know, running into a new food for you and I is just fun, because it's like, holy cow, I never knew there was such a thing.
Right.
It kind of looked like a burrito, kind of looked like a pasty. But it's got a curry kind of sauce in it. So, I mean, I love curry, and I love the Jamaican jerk sauces. All that stuff in those islands is... It comes from, I mean, you're down into trade winds where those routes were established by, you know,
spice merchants.
Christopher Columbus and people like that. So those whole islands are named by Christopher Columbus. So it's just kind of cool to see how the trade winds and the trading routes and the pirate routes and all these things have shaped those lands. The people are mostly African descent, because the slave ships used to stop there, and some would, you know, bust free or whatever. And wonderful history, just great stories to hear passed on from generation to generation. And so that's how a Caribbean island has curry, you know, because that's really from India. Mm-hmm. It's not something they grow around there.
Right.
But it just makes the flavor of the place wonderful. And these people are beautiful. She was so sweet. She, as you can tell, has a struggles a little bit with the really clean English, but she's just shy that way, and that's how they all are. But they're speaking two or three languages, so you can't judge.
Right.
I speak one poorly.
When you were there, did you see anybody using anything that resembled a grill? I mean, I know you're on a really small island.
Yes.
But
yes.
And what did that equipment look like?
Well, this island in particular only has 300 residents.
Right.
So their main population is people that come in on a boat for the day. They take little dinghies and shore boats and stuff like that, come to the day to hit the Soggy Dollar or Foxy's or this
India,
place.
Right.
Yeah. So they have something out back that resembles the bottom of a 50-gallon drum.
I see.
And
they put a fire underneath it?
It's rusted out. There's a steel plate over the rust.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy at all.
And then they got a grate on top of the drum, and they're cooking.
Yeah. And you know, the wood they have is limited. It's just the local stuff. Probably pimento and stuff like that. There's a lot of cool trees around there. Some of them are poisonous, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You don't want that in your food.
Right.
And some of them will just stain your clothes permanently. They're done if you stand under them.
Yeah.
So These little places have some cool things, but it's not South Carolina, but it's maybe a notch up.
All right. Speaking of Carolina, coming up next, we're going to be talking to a guy named Brian O'Neill, which is started a place called the Bedford Brewing Company in his pool. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's not my time.